today, we say hello to our listeners on KWPC in Muscatine, Iowa. There's plenty of fertile farmland along the Mississippi River here, but a century ago, this city was known for something else. This week, our broadcasts are brought to you by the new AgriGold Giants. Check out our latest hybrids that are towering over the competition at AgriGold.com. Unless you are from Muscatine, Iowa, you probably don't know how and why this city became associated with this important piece of just about everything we wear.
A man named John Frederick Beppel came over from Germany. He had made buttons over there and had heard about and had actually seen some shells that somebody had brought over there and thought he could come over here and start making buttons.
Richard Darschlag is the executive director of the Muscatine History and Industry Center. Mr. Beppel knew that he could make buttons by cutting them from shells. But why Muscatine?
People would just get the clams out of the river and they would just put the shells and cut what they called blanks, with the little round circles.
There were about 300 different species of mussels or clams in the Mississippi River at Muscatine, a vast array of shells for citizens to cut for buttons.
We know of about 150 different locations for either factories or little cutting shops just in Muscatine. And some of the families would have those, and they would cut the blanks, and they would sell them to the factories.
In 1905, the city was producing 1.5 billion buttons annually. 37% of the world's buttons were manufactured here at the time.
The industry kind of peaked around 1916, 1917, started to decline after that.
The last pearl buttons were made here in the 1960s, although three companies are still making buttons in the city. You can see the history of the pearl button capital, including the old-time photos of those mountains of shells at the History and Industry Center. Traveling the countryside, and this week brought to you by AgriGold Hybrids. In Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.